Good morning, Hosanna. Wherever and whenever you may be listening to this, this is Sean and Amy. We're in the stairwell of the church offices right now. We're going to sing a few hymns to lead us in a time of reflection and worship this morning. And I'm also going to read a scripture verse, a scripture passage, Psalm 130. And just a short reflection on that. And so we just wanted to provide you with an opportunity to sing along, to listen, whatever you'd like to do, in the wonderful acoustics of the church stairwell. So feel free to sing along, just listen, or do your dishes, whatever you're doing at the time. So I'm gonna start out with a hymn that you all know, How Great Thou Art. To be experiencing fear or anxiety or an unsettled heart, but the psalmist says that he is in absolute despair. And despair is a very dark place to be at. I'm reading a quote by Frederick Buechner about despair. He says, "Despair has been called the unforgivable sin, not presumably because God refuses to forgive it, but because it despairs of the possibility of being forgiven." So the place of despair is a place that, when you're at that place where there it seems no hope whatsoever, there's no hope of forgiveness, no hope for better days ahead. And that's where the psalmist is at. And so I'm going to continue reading verse 2. "Hear my voice, O God. Answer this prayer and hear my plea for mercy. Lord, if you measured us and marked us with our sins, who would ever have their prayers answered? But your forgiving love is what makes you so wonderful. No wonder you are loved and worshipped. This is why I wait upon you, expecting your breakthrough, for your word brings me hope." So we see a transformation of his attitude, and it happens quite quickly because he begins to focus on how God is merciful and he forgives sins, and he begins to remember God's word, and his attitude is transformed. And I love this phrase as he says, "This is why I wait upon you, expecting your breakthrough." And he continues on, "I long for you more than any watchman would long for the morning light. I will watch and wait for you, O God, throughout the night. O Israel, keep hoping, keep trusting, and keep waiting on the Lord. For he is tenderhearted, kind, and forgiving. He has 1,000 ways to set you free. He himself will redeem you. He will ransom you from the cruel slavery of your sins." So that's a wonderful phrase. He has 1,000 ways to set you free. And just, you know, in these unsettling times, in these times where we may experience fear and anxiety, that's normal. But if we ever find ourselves in a place of despair, may we look to God, may we hope in his word, and continue to trust that there will be a breakthrough, for he has 1,000 ways to set us free. And it may feel like we need 1,000 different ways to be encouraged this morning or wherever you're at, but put your trust in God. We're going to keep singing a few more hymns, and then I'm going to direct you to an attachment that we're going to have on the website. It's a reflection that you're able to participate in if you would like to. But let's continue singing the song that we just left off on, "When Peace Like a River."
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
And to pray And there's some nice music going on in the background. And like I said, it's about 5 minutes long. If you want a really nice time just to settle down and reflect on Psalm 130, reflect on things around you, reflect on friends and family and pray for them, it's a really nice tool to use, all right? All right, well, blessings to all of you, and I hope we can all gather back together again really soon. But in the meantime, it's good to connect with you in this way. All right, well, have a good weekend. Hope to see you soon.